Starting in 2006, the plan would let state governors petition the federal government to either allow or prohibit road building in remote areas. The plan could affect nearly 60 million acres of public forest nationwide. In Wisconsin, it could impact nearly 70,000 acres. Dave Zaber with the Madison-based Habitat Education Center says this amounts to a giveaway to the timber industry. He says building roads in these areas would endanger some of the oldest and most vulnerable forests, and says loggers should look elsewhere.
We all use wood, and we need to have a vibrant and healthy forest products industry, which we do. The problem is we don't need to take that last slice, necessarily, of these roadless areas.
Zaber says roads break up the forest, allowing non-native species to flourish while native plants and animals struggle. The state's timber industry argues the roads are essentially invisible to wildlife. Wisconsin Loggers Association Director Gene Francisco says environmental groups have the wrong idea about the industry.
They talk about protecting the forest from logging, and really all logging is a way of thinning the overcrowded trees from the forest. And if it's like having an arborist come to your yard and take care of your front yard tree. The loggers are the arborists of the forest.
Francisco likes the idea of states having more control over their national forests. He says it's tough to have a nationwide forest policy because the country's woodlands are so diverse. The Bush administration will accept public comment on its proposed rule change until mid-September. The plan would not need Congress's approval. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.